Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you for joining us for Empower Wichita on Power 93.5. It's Miranda Watkins here, and I have choir teacher Danny Darrington in the studio with me from Mayberry. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Doing great.
So, if you're wondering why we have Mr. Darrington, Danny, in here with us, this is why. I was actually talking with someone, and they mentioned to me that your choir is going to be going to Carnegie Hall in New York City in the spring. And myself, being a former choir student and a big lover of music and music theater, it knocked my socks off. This is an amazing thing.
Pretty big.
And I mean, for Mayberry, for our own Wichita school. And so when I found out that you guys were raising funds for this, it just kind of surprised me that a lot of people don't know. A lot of people don't know how to donate. So we need to get the word out there that there is a Wichita school that's going to be doing a incredible performance in one of the most incredible cities in the world, and that, you know, you guys could use some support. So I want to just hear the whole story. How did you guys get invited? How did this all happen?
Well, okay, so we went in 2011, and we went because somebody recommended my choir program. The word was out that the composer, Greg Gilpin, who is a huge composer of choir music, especially mm-hmm. for young people, needed a choir for a program he was doing at Lincoln Center.
Wow.
So our name was given to him through another composer. It's crazy.
How does that not give you goosebumps? I mean,
well,
like, there's
it does.
This,
it's unbelievable.
Incredible.
So we had to fill out a lot of papers. We had to submit a tape of my program. I had to submit my bio, tell how long I had been teaching, all that stuff. And so based on that, we got accepted. So, and in 2011, I was able to take about 25 students mm-hmm. and maybe about 10 or 15 adults.
Well, yeah, because I mean, planning this, it's not just, okay, let's load all the kids up. I mean, you've got to have chaperones.
You've got to have
tickets,
everything.
Hotels,
tickets,
you know, safe
hotels,
transportation.
Airfare. I had the kids sign behavior contracts and
it's
chaperones.
A big undertaking.
It's a huge undertaking. So, but the trip went perfectly. It went off without a hitch. It was just fantastic. And so I thought, okay, Lincoln Center did that. That was a great thing. Put that off to the side because it's such a huge undertaking. Wasn't even considering it. So I get back to work this summer, check all my emails from the summer, and there's an email from Distinguished Concerts International of New York. And I'm like, okay, this is probably just like a, you know, what they just send out to, hey, we're doing this, you know, are you interested? And there was a letter from the director of that organization, and he basically said that he was asked by the composer Greg Gilpin to invite my program back to do a concert of his music in New York. And I was like, whoa. And the letter went on to say that Mr. Gilpin remembered working with my kids in 2011.
Oh, my goodness.
And he enjoyed working with them so much. And so we got a personal invite, and this time it was Carnegie Hall. And I thought, okay, I know what this means. So I wasn't going to tell anybody because I thought if I didn't tell anybody, nobody would know.
Mm-hmm.
So I made the mistake of kind of sharing it with a parent that went with me last time. And his girlfriend said, I didn't get to go last time when Isabella went, so we are going this time. And when she said we are going, I just was like,
It's happening.
Yeah.
It's happening
again.
So
she is basically spearheading. I've got a small group of parents that are helping me spearhead this trip. And wow. So that's kind of how it happened.
Full force, thanks to her encouragement, yeah. Kind of twisting your arm a little bit. You guys are preparing. So on one side of it, we've got you, the students, practicing, rehearsing, going through the music. Then we've also got the parent side of it, trying to raise the money, the funding. And again, like you said, this is flights, hotels, transportation. I mean, they've got to eat while they're there. Everything.
Right. Everything.
So how much money are you guys trying to raise, and how much money have you raised so far?
Okay. Unfortunately, I don't know how much we've raised so far because I'm really not. I'm totally leaving
it to my
parents.
You're handling the music side of it.
Yes, and the PR side of it. But we've raised, I mean, I would say at least we've got $5,000. But
you've got a little bit more thanks to the internet, according to youcaring.com, which I'll give you guys this address. You guys have 6,800.
Oh,
so yeah.
See, I didn't even know that. I don't even check that. I'm seriously in total fundraiser mode. But what we've done is we've asked the kids, and consider we've got about 50 kids going this time, so double.
Okay.
And about, you know, 30 or 40 parents. We have asked the kids, and then by the way, we're not getting any assistance from
the state,
and from the school district at all. So, and you know, that's not a criticism.
There's no money to give.
No money to give. So we've asked the kids to come up with 740 on their own. And if they did that, we would fundraise as a group for the rest, which is how we did in 2011. So the fundraising comes for the kids first, for the students first.
Okay.
You know, and whatever we can fundraise for parents, we will. But, you know, we leave the parents kind of on their own because they have less to pay than the kids because it is actually a residency, a week-long residency. So I was told that all together we probably need about at least $50,000,
wow.
Which is a ton of money. I know it's a ton of money, but I've gotten encouragement from people that say, you know, Danny, that money is out there.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is that a middle school getting this opportunity is rare.
Yeah.
High schools kind of do this thing.
I've heard high schools, colleges, never a middle school.
Colleges, but never middle schoolers.
Yeah.
And so I just feel like I felt like I couldn't pass this up. This trip is totally about the kids. It's not about me. I've been to New York twice. I love it. But like I told the kids, I could go to New York by myself anytime I need to or want to. This is about them. Many of my kids have never even been out of the city of Wichita.
So to see New York.
Right. Mayberry is a Title I school, which means roughly 73% of our kids are free and reduced lunch. So these are kids this is an opportunity they will never, ever get to have going to New York, let alone Carnegie Hall.
Yes.
So I felt like as their teacher, I just couldn't not try to do this. Because I remember in 2011, the effect that it had on those students that went.
Mm-hmm.
Same situation. A lot of those students had never been out of the city, never been on an airplane, never been through all the stuff like airport security.
And just to see life like
just
that, the hustle
life.
And bustle of the
yeah,
city
yeah,
and airports.
And landmarks.
Yes.
Like,
The Statue of Liberty,
stuff that they only see like in books or on TV. And I remember how it affected me seeing them.
And their reaction
be a part of
to
that.
It.
Yeah, so I just couldn't not try.
Oh, I agree. So and New York is an incredible city. There's a lot of history.
Lot,
I mean, it, you could spend weeks, months
right,
there
right.
going
see,
through everything.
Last time we only spent like 4 days.
And now you guys get
yeah,
to have
this
like
time
almost
it's a full week. And when we were there, like, for example, the 9/11 memorial wasn't finished.
Oh, so.
But now it's finished.
Yeah.
And for the kids I'm taking, that's history. They were just barely born or not born yet.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you know, that's important to me.
Yeah.
It's going to be a learning experience, let alone the opportunity to perform in Carnegie Hall.
So what are ways that we can help? Now, I know that I had one coworker that asked immediately when I told her about Mayberry going and performing at Carnegie. She's like, where do I donate? How do I donate? So I went and looked up some things. If you want to, you can actually find a page on Facebook. And there's a way that you can do this. So if you sign onto your Facebook account, just type in Mayberry Choir Takes NYC. Got it? Mayberry Choir Takes NYC. And on Facebook, there are several things that you can look at. Dates that you can go to select Chick-fil-A's in Wichita. So if you eat there, there's a portion of money that gets donated from Chick-fil-A. Also Chipotle and Panera Bread. So they're all helping out. You can also click on a website link that's on their Facebook page. Now, this will take you to a separate page where you can make a donation. So if you can't make it to Panera, Chipotle, or Chick-fil-A, you can actually just donate money. It doesn't have to be a lot, but every little bit counts. So yes. $5, $10. If you can't think of a gift for somebody that says, oh, don't get me anything for Christmas, just donate to a charity. Here's a way you can do that. I know tons of people that I went to high school with that were in choir. The music, the arts department are so important, to especially to somebody like me, a student like myself. I would have dropped out of school without art, without some kind of music program.
Absolutely.
It means something.
That can't be understated, that those are programs that,
yes,
that really sometimes keep kids in school that otherwise would not be there. So, yeah, that's the arts. There's no substitute, I think.
I don't think there is. It's something that helped me stay in school, honestly. And I think for a lot of kids, it's a lifeline. And like you said, this is something that couldn't be ignored or rejected.
No, the fact is, they will never get this experience again. I mean, let's be honest.
Yes.
Carnegie Hall, the Stern, and I looked at, Carnegie Hall has many kind of theaters. But we are going to be on the Stern stage, in the Stern Theater. That's the theater with all the balconies. That is the theater that when you are a musician at or any art at the top of your game, that is where you perform. And, I've had to kind of do a history lesson because a lot of my kids are young enough that they weren't aware of Carnegie Hall. And I know, can you believe it?
Yeah, I mean,
it makes me feel so old.
But it's
so
legendary.
So I've had quite a few teachable moments, mm-hmm. and I intend to probably have a few more in New York. And obviously, when we get there, we'll post what we're doing, how it's going, all that stuff. So everybody will be able to keep up on our trip. And even on our site, I'll put some of the things we've been doing. We were here earlier. We've got a several pronged fundraising effort. You mm-hmm. just mentioned the online opportunities. We've been going around town. I've been using some of my Lady Panthers.
Yeah.
We've been going around town, going on radio. Some of them, they haven't even had that experience. So already they've gotten an awesome experience. So I want everybody to know that we're not just sitting around. I mean, we are working too. You mentioned the restaurants. I intend to probably have some more performance opportunities when the kids get back from break. They're doing their own things personally to add to their own accounts. So we are working hard. So I just want everybody to know that.
I think it's awesome. We're going to help any way that we can. If that means having you back up to give us an update in January, let's do that so that everybody can kind of just keep an eye on it.
For everything.
Well, I just think this is an incredible experience, and we're going to follow you guys through it. So if you guys want to do this, do it. Okay, it's a perfect way to end 2016 or start 2017. Help Mayberry Choir Take NYC. There's so many ways you can do it. The easiest way, get on your Facebook page, type in the search, Mayberry, M-A-Y-B-E-R-R-Y, Mayberry Choir Takes NYC. There's a page there with all the dates that you can go out to eat and help raise money, or you can just make a monetary donation. It's really easy, and that link is available right there at the Facebook page as well. We'll post it on our Power 93.5 Facebook page just so that it's easier for y'all to find. So you can go to our page at Power 93.5 and find it if that's easier for you. And let's donate and let's get Miranda, some money going.
Can I give a shout out to my principal?
Of course.
Because, you know, this is a big deal. And he, at first, he was not sure, you know, because it's a lot of money that we have to raise. But it's New York and it's a week. So, I mean, that's not going to be cheap. But he was very supportive and has been very supportive of all of the things that we've done. There have been a couple of times where we've had to have the kids late to school. And his name is Mr. Holdeman. And I just have to give him a shout out because that not every principal would be supportive of something like this. The last principal that I had when we went in 2011 actually went with us to New York. So I'm lucky that I've had two bosses that have been very supportive.
I love that. Yes, yeah. Major love to the principal.
Yeah.
Well, so definitely. Now you guys get on it, donate, no matter what, little amount, big amount, it all goes to help. You don't want to miss out on this, okay? So let's help Mayberry Choir get to NYC. We got pages that you can look up right there at Power 93.5's Facebook page. And, of course, if you want to get on Facebook and search, it's just real easy to find. Mayberry Choir Takes NYC. Thank you so much for being on the air with us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, we got more coming up, guys. You're listening to Empower on Power 93.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.